Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Five children were injured when a UTV flipped in Forest County. Television station WBAY reports that deputies were called to the accident Thursday in the town of Lincoln. Investigators say the children range in age from 1.5 years old to 14 years old. Deputies say the UTV was driven by a 14-year-old girl. They believe speed and inexperience were factors in the crash. The sheriff's office did not release details about the injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. With temperatures rising this weekend into the upper 80s or beyond, staying cool is paramount. Andrew Paget reports.
Dawn Robinson of the Oneida County Emergency Management Department spoke with Ken Kroll about locations in Oneida and Vilas counties that have been identified as public cooling facilities.
Oneida County and Vilas County have designated cooling facilities that are open 24/7, that if citizens need to get a little reprieve from the heat that they can go to, they can walk around these facilities on the inside, they can have a seat.
And can you tell us where some of them are?
In the Rylander area, Triggs Riverwalk Center Mall and the Walmart Supercenter. In Minocqua Woodruff area is the Triggs Mall, Walmart Supercenter. And Vilas County in the Eagle River area is the Triggs Store and Eagle River Memorial Hospital.
Robinson says being prepared and proper planning are the best ways to combat the heat.
Try to make sure that you have your blinds closed, possibly close doors to rooms that you don't need. Look at what you can do to try to get yourself through the hottest part of the day. Stay inside. So just look at what your activities are and plan them accordingly.
For WXPR, I'm Andrew Paget.
The first Northwoods LGBT Pride event is being held Saturday in Arborvita. The secretary of Rainbow Hodags, Don Schindhelm, says the first gay pride rally was held 47 years ago in New York City. He says since that time, the term gay has been replaced by lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender sexual orientation. Schindhelm says they're holding a picnic event Saturday.
In Arborvita, we've got a community pride event. It's going to be called the Northwoods Pride Picnic. It is going to be held this Saturday, June 10th. And it'll be held from noon to about 3 or 4 p.m. That's over at the Arborvita Fireman's Park, located at 10672 Big Arborvita Drive. It's right next to the firehouse there. The public is invited. It will involve a picnic and some speakers, some music.
He says attendees can bring meat to grill at the barbecue pit and picnic food and utensils. He says another group helped get the event going.
The genesis of this picnic was that there is another group in the area called the Northwoods Progressives Group. They've been very active in, you know, the Women's March and some other things, and they wanted to do things for the community. And when they found out that we were forming a new LGBT community group, they actually came to the first meeting and said they would like to help host the first Pride up here in northern Wisconsin.
More information on the event is at the Rainbow Hodags Facebook page. And a few changes could mean more men live longer and healthier lives, Tim Morrissey reports.
According to the Men's Health Network, there is a silent health crisis in America. On average, American men are sicker and die younger than American women. June is Men's Health Month, and Dr. Patrick Remington of the UW School of Medicine and Public Health says there are some fairly simple things men could do to improve their health. While he acknowledges women do live longer than men, he says men are closing the gap.
Still, on average, women outlive men by about 7 years, and some of that is related to healthy habits, some of it's related to going to the doctor more for checkups, and some of it may be related just to biology. Women seem to be less likely to get a heart attack than men.
Statistics show men are twice as likely as women to have a heart attack. By the age of 100, women outnumber men 8-1. Dr. Remington says something as simple as making an appointment for a general checkup could help men live more healthy and longer lives. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Checking the weather forecast for tonight and the weekend, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late, increasing clouds, low 55. For Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88. It's going to be breezy with winds gusting up to as high as 35 miles an hour. Then Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low near 60. And again, breezy conditions. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 1 p.m. Increasing clouds on Sunday with a high near 82. The chance of precipitation, 70%. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues. Blues Friday with Dale and Lisa coming your way. I'm Ken Krall.